for Europe, but Canada, they just kind of missed the boat on that one, so we're lucky that we can play them. And literally, okay, so the second one, the Superman Lovers, I don't know if you listened to this already, did you?
I did a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, get
a little listen, yeah. So this song is like one of those songs where, you know, like after a party, it's like 4 a.m. You're sitting on someone's like clear glass table outside in their garden. And then this song comes on and it's just like the most beautiful thing in the world. So, yeah, so that's kind of what it reminds me of, I guess. And that's the second one coming up. Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. So let's just get into it.
You stay, you can go on. I can boogie, 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 all night The Vancouver Folk Music Festival takes place at Jericho Beach Park, July 19th to the 21st. Join us for an unforgettable weekend featuring 59 artists from around the world, food from delicious local vendors, and more. Tickets at www.thefestival.bc.ca or at Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
3 women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with 2 deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a 6th woman lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Women in lingerie.
That was wow.
Wow, took us by surprise, certainly.
Interesting.
But violence against women is not okay.
Never. Any situation.
No.
Apologies for anyone who might have heard that and not have been wanting to, because I certainly did not.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, well, at least it left an impression.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Anyways.
Strong message.
Face app.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys done your face apps?
No.
Have you?
I have, and it made me remind myself to never age and to invest in some Botox procedures.
Oh my gosh.
Because I never, ever want to look like my face app.
Yeah. God. No. But also, there's been a lot of privacy concerns over face app, especially given that now it has something like 150 million photos of people's names and their faces.
I'm just going to know what you look like when you're old. So they're going to have your old face,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they have like all that age progression technology.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, now I'm thoroughly freaked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. That's so crazy.
Those Russians have got my face now.
Those Russians.
Those crazy Russians. Speaking of crazy Russians, has anyone seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
Season 3?
Yes.
I have not yet.
That's a load of anti-Russian propaganda, but we can talk about that later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so earlier you listened to Yes Sir, I Can Boogie by Bakara, and then you had Starlight by
Superman Lovers.
And that was... I loved that song. That was so good.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just picture the rising sun and you're longing for a taxi home, but that song's playing and everything's all right.
Yeah.
Aw.
Aw.
Very warm.
So next up on deck, we have Release the Beast by Breakwater and You've Got Me by Young Bae.
Release the Beast.
Literally, can I just say, Release the Beast is the most, is the one word I would use to describe it is like, it's just epic. It's amazing. Breakwater as well, they are a band of 9 dudes. I think there was somewhere between 7 and 9 people throughout their career. And for anyone who might need a visual description, the picture, like their like cover art is all of them in like shiny latex suits with bright yellow boots on, like rainbow boots. Like, yeah, they're amazing. So enjoy. If that gives you any kind of foreboding as to what this song will be like, it's brilliant.
Alrighty. So let's get into it.
Sit down with all this going on. next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Okay, so that was Release the Beast by Breakwater and You Got Me by Young Bae.
I love Young Bae's new album, Bae 5. It came out a few weeks ago, and he's actually on tour, and he's going to be in Vancouver in November playing at Celebrities.
Oh my god, it's going to go off. It's going to be so good. You saw Young Bae.
Yes, I did. I saw Young Bae back in Toronto last year at this venue called The Baby G, and it was awesome. It was future funk. That's sort of his shindig. And actually, Canadian artist BB No Moolah. I don't know.
Yes.
He
went to my high school.
No way.
Really?
I'll go on about it in a bit, but yeah.
that's crazy. But anyways, there's a featured track that has him on it. Bad Boy. You guys should check it out.
Damn, that sounds awesome. I do love a bit of Young Bae. Initially, Young Bae really reminded me of, like, do you guys ever know Girl Talk? Like, Girl Talk were, like, a thing, like, kind of maybe... So I saw them at Pemberton in, like, 2016, I want to say. And they were really big then, but I think they kind of pretty much dropped off after that. But that whole kind of, like, weird remixes of, like, disco and stuff like that to make them... Yeah, and Girl Talk shows used to be crazy. They used to get, like... 100 people from the crowd, like, onto the stage.
Oh, that's
And then
so
get
fun.
All this, like, blow-up stuff and, like, throw it everywhere and, like, confetti. It was, like,
Party
it's insane.
Time.
Wow.
Yeah, they're done now, though, but, you know, who knows?
They had a good run.
It's such a thing. It's, like, such a marker of the times. Like, oh, Girl Talk, you know, like, back in my day. Anyway, what do we have coming up next?
So, next up, we have some Chromeo. Chromeo is, of course... very, very funky. Lots of good beats going on with Amber Mark on this track, Just Friends, from their latest album. Then up next after that is Real Thing by Diamond Cafe. Diamond Cafe's based in Vancouver and is awesome. It's their latest single. And then after that, we have Elevator by Gavin Turek. And I've been following Gavin Turek for a while, and I'm super, super excited to see where she goes, because she has very, very, like, classic disco beats.
I love her outfits. That's, like, my favorite thing. I, like, on Twitter, she always posts videos of her, like, twirling around in, like, glittery tutus and stuff, and I'm aww, just amazed. Yeah,
that's like so Rico good. Nasty.
Oh yeah, oh all my god, outfits. Rico Nasty in the Old Town Road video also. Oh, oh my yes. god, yes. Can I just say Old Town Road with Megan Thee Stallion and
oh
Dolly
my
Parton.
Gosh, that's insane.
Oh my god, yes.
Can we just talk? So I was on air yesterday with Maddie Gus's fill-in show, mm-hmm. and he's 1 week away from having like the longest number one hit on the Billboard.
Really?
And yeah. What a beautiful thing. What an absolute
I
celebration.
Love him. I will protect him.
He's just amazing. He's
no, I love him
absolutely
so much.
Fantastic and just so great in every way, mm-hmm. even though he used to be a tweet decker. I can forgive him.
Oh,
for that.
No.
Do you know
he's
the,
although,
Minaj
to be fair, he still has such a wild Twitter presence.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
His social media presence is so genuine, though. Like, mm-hmm. you can tell it's him and not, like, some PR team.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's why we love him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we get into the music?
Indeed.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Tension's running high. My time, your world, I sit back and watch it unfurl. And they can't blame me, cause I'm worried about my girl. On ice, the ice is melting every time we dim the lights. I'm dim with it, I deal with it. You said something slick, I didn't get it. Now I wonder if our love is counterfeit.
All these questions on my mind. Is this all some sort of sign? Is this love or am I blind? Or are we headed for decline?
I decline to answer that, but I'm inclined to state the facts. We stay on each other's back because opposites attract.
Just friends.
So much, so much. Let's try to my heart.
No, 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 no.
Don't
Alrighty, welcome back. So you just listened to a lot of songs,
so
actually.
So many songs.
We started out with some Chromeo, Just Friends. After that, Real Thing by Diamond Cafe. And then after that, you listened to Elevator by Gavin Turek.
I must say that Chromeo song, like Just Friends, that literally reminded me of S Club 7. Like, it reminded me of, like, dancing around as a child. It was so, like, wholesome. I don't know. It's, like, so, like, teeny bopperish. I love it.
Yeah, no, I love just playing that sort of type of music that's, you know, it's, like, throwback music, but it is also, like, new.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's definitely what we're trying to provoke on this show.
We've got a whole bunch of old school bangers and new school bangers and everything all in between. But I'm not going to lie, I am really loving the selection that we brought in today. And I'm allowed to say that because it's my own radio show. But yeah,
that's true. No, it's been a really, I think it's a good mix. And we have some really great stuff coming up.
So coming up, we have, okay, wait, I'm going to absolutely butcher this pronunciation, so can we just
would you want me to say
it? Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, so this next song is actually Hawaiian, Lihue, by, unfortunately, I can't say the last name very well.
Cipriano.
Okay, well, Nohelani Cipriano.
There we go, teamwork.
There you go. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes
the dream work. Super awesome. It was actually produced a while ago. It was produced in the late 70s, but it wasn't released until 2011. And it's amazing to sort of see how the confluence of Hawaiian music and disco music can sort of mesh together. And so I think it's a really great beat. And then after that, we have Dable's latest single, Day and Night. And Dable's a French DJ who has some great sort of new disco.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Oh, do you know, when I first saw that Day and Night, my mind instantly went to like that Kid Cudi song. Like, Day and Night.
Yes.
Oh man, such a throwback
that's
today.
Such a throwback.
Oh, nice. Anyway, yeah, I'm really excited, especially for the first one, because I feel like we've had a fair influence of like Pacific Island influence on our show. Like, we've had a couple songs from Polynesia. We've had Caribbean too music. So, and this song especially, it's so like nice. It's like got a really nice groove to it. I feel like I would be really happy like cooking while listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, it's sort of productive disco music. Mm-hmm. That's how I like to see it. But it's also really important as part of our show to sort of show that disco isn't as binary of being, you know, specifically from a certain era. There's so, like, disco is just so important and it proliferates in so many different aspects of music nowadays.
Indeed, yeah. I completely agree with that. Yeah, it's a really good way to put it.
Also, just a heads up, if you happen to go to the Folk Festival this weekend, be sure to stop by the CITR booth and go say hello to our fellow colleagues. They're there tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Just wanted to let you know.
It's set to be a really good weekend. Like, I haven't really looked at the lineup, but I have been told that it is absolutely jam-packed and it will be a really, really good weekend when it comes, so I would be incredibly excited if I have a ticket, but I don't. I'm jealous of someone who does.
Yes, so if you have a ticket, you should definitely go say hello to CITR's booth. Alrighty, let's get into Lihue.
I'm Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
But anyways, yeah, I just finished my doctorate on the history of lawn bowling. Most people don't understand the difference between an American lawn and a British lawn, but they actually produce radically different curves.
Tired of parties that suck? Well, good news. Party Fest is back. On Friday, July 19th, Vancouver's best party is happening again at the Red Gate Art Society. This year's Party Fest 2019 features Devours, Shitlord Fuckerman, Freak Dream, Okibi, Spencer Owen Timeshare, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts, and more. Tickets are $10 at the door. Visit partyfresh.ca for more info.
Alrighty, welcome back. So as you heard, Party Fest is tonight at Red Gate. That's just off of Main Street. So if you aren't doing anything tonight, Party Fest is where you can go.
Can we also just talk about the ad that ran before that? Ira Glass, my goodness, king of podcasts, just gave CITR a shout out like that.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't know what it means.
He doesn't know what it means. I think that someone just ran up to him and said, hey, can you just say this so that we can broadcast it?
And I need to find out more about this. I need to figure out who did that because that is absolutely legendary. But Ira Glass, he just has this voice, you know, it just like he knows, you know, like he's all knowing. It's very kind of like omniscient, you know, something about
omniscient,
him. Omniscient. Yeah.
Omniscient.
I don't know. I say omniscient.
Like how do you say aluminum?
Oh, come on. We've had.
I know.
Aluminium. Yes. Aluminium. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Even though all loads of other metals and elements have ium. Yeah, anyway, Americans just have to make it quick and easy and straightforward, right?
And Canadians too.
Okay, but the thing that gets me about the way Americans talk, I don't mean this to be offensive, but you just say things in the most like easy way you can. Like I say pavement, you say sidewalk because you're literally walking on the side, and just things like that.
Well, pavement refers to the actual, like, specific ground.
Exactly. So you have, the road and the pavement.
The road is also pavement.
Do they call it the car drive on the road? No.
No, it's the roadway.
Okay.
Road.
Bro. Anyway, I think this is devolving.
Devolving.
Yes. So, coming up, we have some amazing disco tunes. We have
Get Up and Boogie by Freddie James. Oh my gosh.
Tune.
Wow.
Tune alert. And then we have Gonna Get Over You by France Jolie. Both Canadian artists, can we say.
Some classic Canadian disco coming up here. And just going back a little bit, that Day and Night song by Dable that played earlier, so good, so good. I hope he's on tour soon.
That would be fun.
I would think he'd have a very good DJ set.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, do you know if he's done any major remixes? I know Breakbot is sort of that same vein, and he does a lot of remixes, but
I don't know. Honestly, I don't listen to Dable too much. Like, I think I will now, but yeah, no, I'm not really sure. I feel like that was more your area of expertise.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, Max is really good for you're. I feel like you're really good for finding the new stuff, like the stuff that is relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I have a big old catalog of old stuff that is, you know, I try and shoehorn in every now and then. But yeah, no, you help keep this show alive because you're so with it and down with the kids and knowing all that.
Wow, it's sort of like the meme with the old dude that's like, hello, fellow kid. Like,
yeah, that's literally me. Hello, fellow kids. Starting uni. Lol. Oh my gosh, I watched, you know, 21 Jump Street?
Yes, yeah.
So I watched that the other day. And the scene where Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill like come into the school and they're like, what? Environmentalism is cool now? Like, what is this? Like, that's literally how I felt when I first met you and like hanging out with our group of friends.
Wow.
I was like, what is this? I don't know people are asking for my Snapchat. Like, what is that? Like, what? Oh, crazy times.
The generational difference between
two years. I know. I think it could be there though. I definitely think
maybe
it could be there.
I don't know. I look at my younger brother and he's a 6-year gap from me.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's like a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a generational divide, you
definitely.
Know.
Definitely. I say 6 years, that's pretty mega.
That's
yeah.
Mega or meta?
Ooh, both.
Both. Right. Okay. Well, anyway, so coming up we have Get Up and Boogie, Freddie James, and Gonna Get Over You, France Jolie. Let's do it. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR FM 101.9 FM, sorry about that, on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam-speaking people. And I'm Max.
I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Friday Night Fever. So the last song that you all just heard was Gonna Get Over You by Franz Jolie. And before that was Get Up and Boogie by Freddie James.
Two classic old school disco artists who also just happen to be Canadian as well. Repping that Canadian content.
Repping Canadian content.
I thoroughly enjoyed both those songs. I actually only found Gonna Get Over You, I think it was like two nights ago. And I was in shock. I was like, how have I not discovered Canadian disco queen?
That's, yeah.
As to previous.
And just a quick shout out. If you are at Folk Festival this weekend, say hello to our booth. CITR is going to be there with our partner station, CJSK. And it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so good. And I'd also like to do perhaps a secondary shout out to my friend Steph, listening in Toronto with an Aperol spritz in hand. The only way to listen to Friday Night Fever, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's true. So, hey, Steph, hope you're listening and enjoying the show.
Steph's definitely going to come on the show sometime in September because she is an ABBA, a big ABBA fan.
Big ABBA fan. Yeah. And she can talk about some astrophysics, possibly.
Indeed, we can have an ABBA and astrophysics episode, but I'm really looking forward to like digging out some niche ABBA and getting that on the air.
That'd be awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Good stuff. Coming on up in the second section of our episode is a very, very fun song.
Oh man.
My gosh, "Hello" featuring Dragonette, and it's just, yeah. I don't even know. It's like, it's what I listened to. I guess it came out quite a while ago now, which is weird.
Must have been, what, 2000? I think it was a solid, like, 2000, either four. I think it was a 2013 or 14.
No.
Wait, let me see.
I think it's earlier than that,
yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah. It's that or at least earlier. But can I just say, so this song has, like, I have probably contributed to about half the number of streams of this song. This was probably my most streamed song for about 2 years. And I don't know why, but it's just something about the beat, or, like, perhaps it's the intro, but it just, oh my god. I want this played at my wedding or something, like, at the end, you
it's
know?
It's so catchy. It's god. Definitely a hit, though. So.
And then he came out with Martin Solveig. So this is Dragonette in partnership with Martin Solveig, but then Martin Solveig later came out with Intoxicated. You're like, duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
Duh. And then Plus One. Brilliant, brilliant.
Brilliant,
song.
Brilliant stuff. Alrighty, so let's get in.
You're all right, but I'm your darling to enjoy the party. Don't get too excited, 'cause that's all you'll get.
Cushy Entertainment present Halifax art pop band Mau No. All the simple parts of living, like a dementor, suck it up and take it. July 21st at Redgate, Mau No is playing with Joe Pass, Maneater, and Love Goon. Tickets available $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Will not let anyone fear
chains of.
MRG Concerts presents Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party with Tristan and Jack.
Hear two grown men talk about the movie Chud and the quirks of the human condition with guests, segments, and music.
It's completely professional and serious. We're just bad at what we do.
Be a lot better if you knew anything about running the boards.
Well, Jack, maybe if you're a little more patient, I could actually learn and not feel like I have to be the maestro of the boards every damn time.
We've been doing this for a year.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday nights from 6 to 7:30.
10,000 hours, Jack? 10,000 hours!
Last time I checked, there's more than 10,000 hours in a year, Tristan. You don't have a...
Oh my gosh.
Good golly, what on earth was that show
Radio
promo?
Pizza Party. So now Radio Pizza Party is actually bi-weekly, but they are also in the same time slot.
Yeah, so we used our big disco muscles and we beefed them out of their normal slot over the
did
summer.
We?
I did.
I guess so. I guess
did.
So. Sophie single-handedly did.
I booted
so.
The door down of CITR and I said, I demand you give... No, I didn't. No, I didn't. So Radio Pizza Party co-host Tristan Wheeler moved to Toronto with Steph and for the summer, obviously. And so me, the ever-present opportunist, knew that that would just be the perfect spot for our radio show. So here we are.
Friday Night Fever.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll continue over term time. Maybe not. We'll have to see how far my powers of persuasion will take me.
We'll keep you posted.
Yes.
But anyways, so you just listened to Hello featuring Dragonette by Martin Solvig.
And we finally pieced together how old the song was. It was released in 2010, which explains why I listened to it so much.
Yes.
So this is like when I moved to Canada for 9 months, when I was that age, however old I was. And, you know, you have your iPods and
yes,
whatever.
Yes, I was thinking about it. It's like, oh, man, I must have still had an iPod Shuffle at the time.
Defs. Oh, my gosh. I never had the iPod Shuffle, but my sister did. I think I just bypassed the iPod Shuffle phase. But, man, this song had a lot of airplay in my house, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. And the music video too.
The music video, all the tennis, like
Martin Solvig and Dragonette playing tennis. What an epic time. It's amazing.
What an epic time.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Epic, a word of the times.
Epic.
Epic, throwback 2010. Epic times.
Wow.
Roar XD.
Alrighty, so coming up next, we have some Home Shake on deck. It's Like Mariah, followed by Good Together by Shay Lia. From her latest album, Dangerous.
Yeah.
me free, baby, we so goddamn good together.
Welcome back. You're listening to Friday Night Fever. I'm Max.
And I'm Sophie.
And you just listened to Like Mariah by Homeshake and Good Together by Shay Leah. And we hope you've had a great evening with us here. We're just about to wrap up. And as always, feel free to follow our social media accounts.
Oh, yes. Plug the socials, yes.
At MattBoyMax or Photos by Sophie on Instagram. And stay tuned. There's a lot more to come in the coming hours, as well as tune in again in a couple weeks' time. We're trying to do a Pride-themed episode.
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting for the final approval, but it's going to be amazing if it happens. Follow me on Twitter, at Discofi. Also, coming up next, we have African Rhythms by David Love Jones. Those two last songs were, I say those were very, very chill. Like, they
very
were nice
chill.
Ones to wind down with.
Good wind down song.
But. Coming up. Oh my days. Okay, so those were chill, but we don't want you to be chill. We want you to just, right now, you know, if you happen to be driving in your car or, you know, you're maybe, like, at home listening to the radio, just turn it up to the maximum volume that you can. Get the treble on the go. Get the bass turned up on the stereo if you're driving, and get ready for this absolute banger. This song is incredibly special to my heart. It's probably one of my favorite songs in the entire universe. It is Ma Baker by Boney M. Enjoy. Have a great evening. Thank you for listening.
Stay tuned. Alrighty.
Freeze! I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
bed.
He wasn't tough enough.
She took her boys along,
but they were mean and strong.
My
baker, she taught her four sons.
My
baker, to handle their guns.
My
baker, she never could cry.
My
baker, but she knew how to
FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR, Voices of UBC.